Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Police are calling on public assistance for information after an armed robbery took place in the Hunter this morning. About 5:15am, three men entered a grocery store on Swan Street in Morpeth. The group began removing cases from the drawers of the tills before a 47-year-old employee approached the trio and challenged them. One of the men struck the employee with an unknown object. All three fled the scene a short time later in a white sedan. The injured man suffered a wound to his abdomen and was treated by the New South Wales Ambulance before taken to the John Hunter Hospital for treatment. Officers from the Port Stephens Hunter Police District attended and established a crime scene. As inquiries continue, detectives are urging anyone who may have dash cam footage from the Morpeth area between 4:50am and 5:30am to get in contact. The Hunter New England has recorded a further three deaths in relation to COVID-19 overnight. According to New South Wales Health, it included two men from Lake Macquarie and one from the Newcastle LGA. They were aged in their 60s, 70s and 80s, respectively. Hospitalisation numbers in the regions have continued to lower, with 92 identified receiving care in hospital, which is 8 less than the day prior. There is currently 5 people in intensive care units. It follows as the Hunter New England regions recorded a further 2,929 cases of coronavirus in the past 24 hours. The newest infections included 1,654 positive results from a PCR test and 1,266 confirmed by a rapid antigen test. And solar panels will be installed on a Upper Hunter courthouse this year as part of a new energy efficient program. The Musselbrook courthouse will be one of the first in New South Wales to be upgraded as part of the statewide solar energy initiative. The building will be fitted with energy-saving LED lighting along with motion sensors in non-court areas such as meeting rooms and bathrooms. Member for the Upper Hunter, Dave Lazell, says the project will also see solar panels fitted on the roof of the building. Treasurer and Minister for Energy, Matt Keane, says the project will help propel the New South Wales government towards its commitments of doubling solar energy generation. The upgrades are taking place in the first half of this year, and other courthouses will be assessed for inclusion in the solar program in the next financial year.